Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Ray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
To the D Hour Show once again on this lovely Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I got my co-host, my boy CK, in the building.
What's going on, D? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
You feeling? How you feeling, bro? You're a little bit better. I know you was a little under the weather. How you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. You know, I ain't had no chocolate, no nothing like that, you know, the food things.
I know. Know how the chocolate do. You know how the chocolate do.
I know how the chocolate go. What's going on with you, D?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. Did you, did mom tell you to put some tussin on it? Because you know when you sick, she going to tell you to put some tussin on it. You know, she tell you to put the tussin on it?
Yeah, she told me to take care of that.
That's real. But I'm glad you're feeling better, bro. I'm glad you're feeling good. And I'm glad everybody else, hopefully, is feeling good right now. Tuned into the D Hour Show, the lovely Tuesday spot tonight. And we got a great Tuesday spot tonight. Tonight, yes,
oh, yeah.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's a treat for CK and myself. Because tonight we're going to be joined by and talking to the beautiful Miss Cherie Johnson, actress, author, extraordinaire. She's going to be on with us tonight, so definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. We're going to be bringing in Cherie in about 10 minutes, so definitely make sure you guys get ready. And you know we got hits. We're playing all the R&B, hip-hop, indie, local, up-and-coming artists and celebrity hits. That's what the D Hour Network is all about, giving the home.
We consider
ourselves the home of the independent artists, giving them a voice, being the outlet for those artists that deserve radio play, those artists that deserve their music played just like the mainstream artists, because we work with some incredible people and some incredibly talented artists, and their music needs to be played like everybody else, and that's where the D Hour Radio Network comes in. And it's not just artists. I mean, we talk to artists abroad. I mean, we talk to up-and-coming actors and actresses, comedians, you know, athletes. I mean, we're going to be getting it in with quite a few individuals in the coming months of the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we got so many shows. Just keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday, including Saturday. Yes, we take a break on Friday for now, but we do take a break, and we have some incredible shows on Sunday. We got the Covenant Cafe for all the up-and-coming gospel and Christian artists out there, inspirational music, inspirational individuals, and we got some great hosts. That host the Covenant Cafe, Lamont Ferguson of Poetic Lakes. Make sure you guys tune into them on Sundays, 4:30 Mountain Standard Pacific, 6:30 Central, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys check them out. On Mondays, we got the I Got Something to Say show with the one and only hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, with my man C.K., L.E.O., and Al Norfolk. They get it in on the I Got Something to Say show, so make sure you guys tune into them. You know, we got the Tuesday spot with your boy, the one and only D. Slate and CK and RC. We get it in on Tuesday on the Tuesday spot. Wednesdays, we got Nod Your Head Wednesday with Logical One, a.k.a. L1, Brock Gunny Sampson with RC and Amber. They get it in on Nod Your Head Thursday. We got Celebrity Thursdays. You know how we do it. It's always big on Celebrity Thursdays. You know, myself, Amber, and Miss Fabulous talking to some incredible artists. And then, you know, of course, Saturday, it's all about the independent and up-and-coming artists, Indie Up Saturday. And we're definitely playing incredible music and doing interviews with some incredible artists. And if you are an incredible artist yourself and you like to be interviewed on the show, you like to have us display your music on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. All you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. If you are a gospel artist, an up-and-coming gospel artist, you can email us at thecovenantcafe@gmail.com. You can also check us out, the D-Hour Radio Network family. You can definitely contact us through the other social media networks, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. And like again I said, just contact us. We will definitely make sure you get some play. We definitely try to make sure everybody gets play because everybody deserves it. TheHourShow@gmail.com. And for the spelling challenge, it's DHOURSHOW@gmail.com. I know some people, you know, were sleeping during English class. I tend to try to spell it for them. You know, CK, I tend to try to spell it for them because I know some people, they kind of snuck by in English class. You know, they kind of snuck by in, you know.
Some were skipping class, you know.
You know, they came out with a C and they was happy with that. So, you know, I tend to try to spell it for them. So, you know, just try to help them out a little bit. That's the way I do. But, you know, we get down. So you best believe. The D-Hour Show is on fire tonight. We're going to be talking to the beautiful Sheree Johnson, getting in with her, talking about her career, talking about her new books. Oh, yeah. When you have individuals out there, man, who's you know, I always say this to the up-and-coming actors and other up-and-coming musical artists out there. I think that is so important. When you're trying to be in entertainment and you're trying to be an entertainer and you're trying to be famous because you want to make your dreams come true and, you know, be a musical artist or an actor and actresses or a comedian or whatever it is your heart desire. But I think the most important thing is longevity and to be able to say that you've been in a particular business, you know, for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, I think it speaks volumes about the type of character and the type of talent that you have as an individual. So I think for those out there that are thinking, I want to be an actor and actress, I want to be a hip-hop star, I want to be an R&B artist, I want to be this, I want to be that, one of the main things you need to think about as you pursue your career is longevity. Because that's really what you want. You want people to remember you and remember what you did. So definitely make sure you remember that. Right now, we're going to play a couple of hits real quick. Oh, yeah, we got some hits real quick. We're going to get it in. Get it in with the hits. It's DK and CK in the building. You know, we talked about yesterday. They talked about on the I Got Something to Say show that there was an article that was mentioned about people talking about using chocolate instead of sunscreen lotion for sunscreen for protection against the sun. I really don't see what's wrong with that. You know, I tend to use quite a few bottles of Hershey's myself when I'm in the sun. I mean, you know, I really don't see what's wrong with that. I don't know, CK. I don't see what's wrong with that, brother.
I'm all right. I'm gonna say it like this: you use a few bottles of Hershey's chocolate, right? Chocolate syrup, and you had the marshmallows with it too, and some graham crackers to put on top to make sure it all cooked in.
I'm just gonna say they used to call me s'mores. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. They used to call me s'mores. You know what I mean? They used to call me s'mores. I mean, I'm just gonna say that, you know. We're gonna kick off some hits real quick. It's your boy D Slay, aka S'mores. Got my man CK in the building. We're gonna kick it off with my girl Kimberly Locke with her hit single, Eighth World Wonder. We got some hits with Al B. Short Jr., Shorty, Are You Okay? And we'll be back with the beautiful Miss Cherie Johnson. D Slay CK, the hour show, the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
Woke up early this morning, made my coffee like I always do. Then it hit me from nowhere, everything I feel about me and you.
girl, I'm tripping.
My lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, so I ain't always round. You girl, you acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me, even though I worked your nerves. It's pain and streets that made me, but you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that.
But
when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Bye.
Whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Sure, yeah.
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you, you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men taxing your life, cause they just write you off. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match. You call and call for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, do them shows. But these fools up to who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
Back, it's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Your boy D Slate, CK, and yes, CK, our girl is back. Our girl is back from vacation. CK, we got our girl back. RC is back in the building. CK,
RC, what's going on?
What's good, CK? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great, actually. Great to be back. So I'm always really doing good. Back home.
That's great.
Got my peoples back. We're about to get it in. We're playing all the fresh hits. Yes, indeed. You just got to listen to El DeBarge Jr. For those that don't know, yes, the son of the legendary El DeBarge. He is pursuing music like his pops. We had him on the show last Saturday, getting it in with him. El DeBarge Jr. We had him on last week. He's an incredible young brother. And getting ready to take over where Pops left off at. So, got some great music, and can't wait to see what he's got to offer in the future. And also, before that, you heard the lovely Miss Kimberly Locke with her hit single, Eighth World Wonder. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to introduce our special guest for tonight. The beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson is an actress, writer, producer. After her role on the television sitcom Punky Brewster, Cherry co-starred in a popular 90s sitcom Family Matters. as the best friend of Laura Winslow. She also had reoccurring roles in The Parkers and Days of Our Lives. In addition, she started after-school recreational program off the streets for kids whose parents work late nights. More recently, Cherry wrote, produced, and starred in the movie I Do, I Did on DVD and BET, along with a long list of other available and upcoming DVDs. Now Cherry has embarked on a new career as an author with her AAMBC award-winning novel, Around the World Twice, and a poetry book, Two Different Walks of Life. Her new release, Peaches and Cream, will be available of August of 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
Well, you're welcome, Cherry. How you doing? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show. I've definitely been a fan of yours. I think you're a wonderful actress, very talented. I actually got a chance to see to take a look at your first book, and I think it was an incredible book. So I definitely can't wait to see what you got in store for us with Peaches and Cream.
Thank you so much. Around the World Twice was a fun book, and it was loosely based off of true events from my life. I will say that I think you can only write about what you know.
That's right.
Peaches and Cream is not necessarily as close to my life as Around the World Twice was.
Okay. Well, I want to say this. I know I was talking with my mom yesterday, and you know, she always likes to, you know, listen to my show, and you know, she always likes to know who special we're gonna have on the show. And we were talking about when you were on Punky Brewster and Family Matters. I noticed that they were always putting you down as the best friend. And I told my mom, I said, why can't somebody be her best friend? You know, why can't they have some of her on and somebody be her best friend?
Well, I think in the early 80s, I was one of the only black kids on TV. There weren't that many black children and black women or black girls, you know, that were stars of shows. So it was it made people comfortable.
To say, let's just make her the best friend. You know,
yeah.
instead of having you in the starring role, but I can understand that. I mean, I it would have been nice, you know, for them to give you a little bit, a little bit more credit to be maybe the star in some situations and have somebody as your best friend. So for all those individuals who just looked at you as the best friend instead of the lead friend, I'm gonna give them a D slap.
It's okay. I don't think the best friend is a really bad position to be in. You know, especially because it was my first job ever. Who wants to carry a show when it's your first job ever? I know if I would have thought about it like it was a career move or a job, then I don't think I would have wanted that pressure.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, I have to say that I commend your talent and your longevity in the business. I mean, you did over 80 episodes of Punky Brewster and over 50 episodes of Family Matters. So you have some longevity in the business. So I gotta definitely give you big credit for that. And I don't have no money to give you, but I can give you this.
Thank you, babe. Thank you. It's been over 30 years. I'm kind of an old head now.
Like I was speaking on earlier, I think that's a great thing to be able to say. As an artist or entertainer in this business, it's important to have longevity. So for you to be able to say I've been in this for 30 years, I think that's incredible. There's not a lot of actresses or actors out there who can really say that. So I think that's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very blessed.
Absolutely. Now, before I go into, you know, some of my my questions, I know I got my co-host CK and RC. I'm gonna start with RC. You have any questions for Cherry?
With your, I think I read somewhere that your movie I Do I Did was kind of inspired by, like personal situations that happened.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I know. What made you decide to go that route to put that out there like that? I know it's not a, like a dead on, you know, scene for scene, this is exactly what happened. Movies tend to be, you add a little bit, take a little bit away. But what made you decide to take that outlet to get that out of you?
I was away for 3 months doing a film with a man who I was with for 7 years. He cheated on me and had a groupie pregnant. And I was stuck in an apartment next to his apartment. So it was like I had choices. Either you're going to sit in the apartment at night on the phone with your homegirl and clown him on this piece of paper, or you're going to knock on the door and beat him up every chance you think about it. So
okay.
I figured the best way, you know, was for me to go ahead and write my movie. I didn't know when I was writing it that it would ever become a film. But what a better way to humiliate somebody. Either you humiliate them once and, you know, a girl beats up a guy, of which I'm not condoning domestic violence at all, but hey, there's emotions and things happen. Or you just put it out there that it's a true story and, you know, you humiliate him in front of the world and make money while you do it. Much better off.
Okay. Yeah, I actually seen that. Your husband, though, I mean, I'm just going to say ooh on that.
He was fine, right? Marcus Patrick.
He was.
You know what?
Well, Monty.
We held auditions, and Lisa Diane Washington was one of the lead producers. Marcus Patrick walked in the room, and I stopped talking. You know, and they were like, well, are you going to direct him and tell him what to do? And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, let's do the scene. And I was supposed to read along with him, but I was too busy just, like, staring at him.
Taking it all in, right.
Right. So I picked the scene where, unfortunately, I'll give a little bit away. In the beginning, I go into a coma, and he's having this conversation with his new wife. So I picked that scene so I didn't have to say anything, and I just got to stare at him. And the tears and emotion came to his eyes, and before he left the room, I hugged him. And in my heart, I already knew that he got the part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Girl,
he played the part very well.
Yeah, I wanted very to spend well. A month or two with him. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
Well, I say that you know, I know you said that, you know, you don't want people to think that you're condoning domestic violence, but I know it's a lot of sisters out there who their motto is, you cheat on me, I'm going to hand you an ass whooping, get gift wrapped it. So there's a lot of women. I mean, the thing about this, you know, I think probably more so, you know, because women, you know, are more emotional than men. I think that they take, you know, they take that whole relationship thing a lot more seriously than some men do. And so when men just, when they just cheat like that, you know, without any remorse, I think that also sets a woman off a lot more serious, you know, and she's thinking like, man, he's doing this, and it's like, damn, he really don't care about it. And that just makes it worse.
It was so much more for me. It was 7 years. So he took
all of
my 20s.
Exactly.
And you're sleeping with groupies unprotected, which means you don't care about my life. Like, AIDS, HIV, that is real.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah, when I thought about it and I knew that he was in arm's reach, I'm not going to lie, I had to, you know, come on, Terry, every other child star been on the news. You know, every other child been on the news for something. You don't want to be on the news for domestic violence. But I wanted to reach out and touch him.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you were pretty much like pacing around the crib with the crowbar, like, damn, I don't want to be on Hard Copy. I don't want to be on TMZ.
I was
going to
be on First 48 or Snap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was told him, I said, you know, I have to go get tested now, and I got 7 years. And you better pray that in 7 years, don't nothing come up. It's been 7 years now, and I'm cool. But you get me talking about it for a little while, I still might just want to go and trip him or something.
Not triple.
But you know what? I am thankful because if he didn't do what he did, I wouldn't have my movie and I wouldn't have the life lessons.
That's
and
right.
Not to be mean, but I've seen his kid. I'm just happy it's not mine.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I want to say this. I want to say this before I let my man CK ask his question. Now was she better looking?
That's the crazy thing. Everybody was pissed off at him because he didn't cheat up. If he would have, you know, if he would have went and slept with a J Lo or a Halle Berry, I'd have had to give him
that
and forgive him for it.
You know what? I was having that conversation with a friend of mine, and I really don't understand that. I mean, I was naming off some of the individuals in the media we've heard about, you know, The Dream and Arnold Schwarzenegger and other people like that. I really don't understand. When these guys are cheating, it's like the women don't look better than the wife or the girlfriend. And I'm just like, you know, and we were talking about, I said, well, I think what it is that the not so good looking mistress makes it extremely easy for the guy. And that's the reason why, you know, it's just like, it's no remorse. It's like, okay, but I just don't understand. You know, when these guys cheat like that, you know, the woman does not look better than the wife or the girlfriend. And I'm like, you just messed up something good for something that's okay.
I mean, like, I'm not even a hater. I'm gonna be real. If she was bad, I might have just dapped him and been like, yeah, we'll act like that never happened.
All right, dude, she kind of fine. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. She nice with it. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you credit on that one.
Yeah, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I would expect the same thing back. So one day if I get caught, you know what I'm saying, you could just be like, yeah, I'm looked in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad.
So the man could just be like, damn, she cheated on me. You know what, Cherry, I got to give it to you. He a buff-looking brother, so I'll give you credit on that. I ain't going to trip. I'm going to give you credit on that.
And just keep it moving. It don't have to ruin our lives.
Exactly, right. Exactly. No, that's real. But, you know, some women don't take it that far. You know, some women can, you know, they get a little psycho with it, though. You know, I mean, I remember reading an article about a woman who the guy had cheated on her, and I think she had sex with the dude. And then while they were sleeping, she got up and cooked some grease and came in and poured a pot of grease on him.
Oh yeah, thinking about it.
Yeah, and they showed the picture of the dude, and oh man.
Bet you don't cheat no more.
You know what?
Exactly.
It was a good lesson learned. And men, I can't blame men for cheating. Actually, men cheat mostly because most women let them get away with it. Women don't tell. And if women would start telling, it would stop happening.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand cheating, so it's just beyond me.
Well, I know I got my boy CK in the building. CK, you got any questions for Cherry?
Well, hi, Terry. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for coming on to the show. We are really blessed to have you on here. I am so sorry that he had to settle for a hamburger instead of going coming home to the state personally, you know.
That's right, CK.
Right. I like
steak. We're happy. It was a good choice now.
Mm-hmm. But I need that for something good did come out of it.
You know how sometimes you think you want something so bad, and then you look up a year or two later, and you have to thank God for not giving it to you?
That's right.
It's one of those situations.
Well, he set up for a hamburger, and now he got a little slider, so, you know, it's all good.
he was the best you never had.
Absolutely.
Beyonce song. Boy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Cherry, my question for you is, you've been in the business, you said, for 30 years now. With with that fame, with the experience that you have both on screen and behind the camera, what would you have to say to anybody that's working to get where you are, even if they're from a child on up?
You know, my biggest thing is don't listen to what people tell you. You know what you want within your heart, and don't give up. People will discourage you and try to misguide you from your dreams. But if you want it, you can have it. Sometimes you just have to take it. They say you get one job out of 100 auditions. So that's 99 no's before you hear a yeah. But if you knock on enough doors, somebody going to open it and let you in. So stay persistent.
Wow.
And that's not just with the entertainment business. That's with anything.
That's real. Well, Cheryl, you have some time to hang out with us tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick music break. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, CK, and RC. We're talking to the beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson in the house with us right now. When we come back, we got more with Cherry. I definitely want to get into your book, Peaches and Cream. And I got some questions, too, about some fellow actors and actresses, you know, that you work with. But I definitely want to touch on your book when we get back. So right now we're going to take a quick music break, and this next song is a tribute to the beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson and her new book. It's 112 with Peaches and Cream right here on the D-Hour Show. Oh, yeah, we'll be back.
I'm a bit of a thing. I'm a could something so bad be so right? I'm asking everybody around. It happened so fast overnight. Took my world and then you turned it around. We laughed, we talked, we prayed, even cried. Together, me and you were just that tight. But the situation's crazy. It's a lie. I guess I caught you at a bad time.
Johnson in the house with us right now playing the hits. That was Latasha, formerly of the hit group Escape, with her new single Bad Timing. And before that was our tribute to Miss Cherry Johnson with 112's Pieces and Cream, getting it in. Cherry, how are you doing?
I am great. I'm over here jamming.
That's right. And we want you to jam. We want you to jam. We'll just call you Smuckers tonight. How about that? Well, Cherry, before I go into my questions, we got some callers on the line that would like to say hello. So we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Caller 310-867, what's your name? Where you calling from? You're on the D-Hour Show with Cherry Johnson.
This is Joshua Paul from Los Angeles.
Hey, Joshua, how you doing, bro? Thanks so much for calling in tonight. What's your question for Cherry?
Me. Well, first of all, I want to say, Cherry Brockhammer, how you doing?
I'm good, sweetie pie. How are you with that Debo sexy voice?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Well, first of all, I called you because, you know, we spoke in via the social networking sites, what have you, and I never had the opportunity to speak to you and, you know, just congratulate you on what you got going on. But what I called for is because I wanted to know what's up with the dating web series. You know, the episodes of the dumb. You know, I don't know if I can cuss on the
radio. You guys are talking about my stupid guy diaries.
Yeah, the stupid guy diaries.
That was never a web series. It was just like as I was going on dates, I was just kind of like reporting back to you guys the stuff that I was going through. But you know, the more people start talking about it, it has turned into a book because
okay.
I gathered like all my Facebook and Twitter messages and kind of stuck some stories together. But you know, you never know. You never know.
Okay.
You guys are giving me real ideas, and if you want to see it, I want to give it to you.
That's right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, that was
right,
it. I'm not going to hold you too tough. Thank you for having me on the show, and that's what's up.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
Josh,
much
brothers.
For calling.
Yeah,
all
absolutely,
right.
Josh. Thanks so much for calling in, bro.
Love.
Let's go to the phone lines again. Caller 845-494. You're on the D Hours show with Cherry Johnson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Brooklyn Black calling from Pregame Radio. What it do, Cherry?
What's up, Brooke?
What's going on?
chilling.
You know, over here doing the damn thing, just rocking out, you know, getting ready to celebrate, you know, a birthday in an hour or so, just chilling. So I had to call in to you before I started partying and whatnot.
Oh, well, happy birthday, sweetie. Throw one back for me, okay?
You know I got you.
All right.
Host and have a blessed year.
Oh, thank you. And you know, I'm still waiting for you to come for your game radio, baby.
Hey, all you got to do is tell me when. Time, date, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up.
That's the stuff I'm talking about there.
That's real. Well, bro, definitely drink a six-pack for me, brother. Definitely get it in. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Have a blessed one.
All right, man.
All right. Let's go to another caller. Caller 310-359. You're on the D Hour show with Ms. Cherry Johnson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? This is Pep calling from Los Angeles. What's up, Cherry?
Oh, what it do, Pep? That's the homie. Pep,
what
that's
you
not
doing?
Fair. Look, now
I know,
you.
I know.
Me and Pep go back to like kindergarten.
I just have to call to say that I'm so proud of you. And
oh,
so because you just do it, you know.
So that means Pep. So that means Pep still got the kindergarten pencil from back in the day, huh?
Oh wait. The My Pals. Them thick blue ones. Yeah.
He know where my mama stay. He got the house phone number. Speaking of Pep, you might have to teach me how to download stuff on this new phone I got. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how to use it and everything.
I'm gonna hook you up. But
Pep,
I just had to call
secret.
In. Yeah, I just had to call in and stuff to say what's up.
Thank you, Pep. I love you.
Love you too.
Pep. Thanks so much for calling in, bro.
All right, cool.
All right, we got this last caller on the line. Caller 830-556, you're on the D Hour show with Miss Cherry Johnson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm Brandon, man, from San Antonio.
What's going on, Brandon, bro? Thanks so much for calling in, bro. You got any questions for Cherry?
Yeah, Cherry, hey, this is Laxico from Twitter, man.
Hey, sweetie pie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I was just calling just to holler at you, man. I was checking Twitter, and I seen you was on, so I hit you up.
Yo, I'm loving all these deep voices. I get to, you know, put a voice with what's going on my timeline right now. I'm kind of geeked up.
No doubt. You know what it is. Hey, yo, just trying to see when you coming back through to Texas, man, to your restaurant.
Oh, I don't know. I guess you haven't heard the news. I left the restaurant.
Oh, you did?
I severed my partnership, unfortunately, last week. It's hard to have a business use your name and you're not there. You know what I'm saying? To see how it's maintaining weekly. And I just feel like it ran differently when I was there. And I wasn't satisfied with the way my name was being represented. But
on a happy note,
I love me some Texas. In fact, I love me some Houston. And
Houston
is another home, and I will be back because I need a Papa's baked potato bed and some Papa dough.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I'll hear you.
So when I come back, can I look for you? We going to eat, get some swamp juice or something?
Hey, you already know, man. I got to do this. You got to let me know.
That I will do.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
That I will do. I'll be back to Texas real soon, though, because I love it there.
All right, cool. That's cool, man. I appreciate that. All
right, bro. Thanks so much for calling in tonight.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thank all you.
All right, Jerry. Yeah.
All the love right here on the D Hour Show. I love that. I love it when they definitely paying attention to what's going on and definitely calling in to show love, and that's what it's all about. Cherry, got all the fans, got all the love coming in right now.
Got all the men just calling.
You know what I'm saying? Where are these men at in my real life? That's what I want to know.
Wow.
I really appreciate the support. And I think the best thing about the longevity in the business, like you guys were talking about, is I got to grow up with people. And instead of having fans, per se, I've gained a lot of friends over the years.
Family.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I just want to say that I could definitely appreciate some of the brothers calling in and, you know, just showing all that love like that.
Did you just get all
like
Barry White on it?
I felt Barry White coming into me, so I just let Barry out. Let me let him out. So, you know, let Barry out for a little bit. Had to let him out for
she
a little bit.
She just do that to you. Oh, she just see how you affect them. You see how you affect
them. That's
right,
that's right. Oh, yeah. Now, Terry, I definitely want to talk about your new book, Peaches and Cream. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell the audience about it, and what can we expect from it?
I think you can definitely expect to be shocked. It's not something that people will expect from me, but Peaches, like me, Cherry, is from a small town called Duquesne, right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And at an early age, she is introduced to money and the value of money, and she realizes that money can change her and her family's life. So she's addicted and in love with it, and she's like the ultimate hustler. I think that she's a character that a lot of people will be able to relate to. She is close to myself, but not exactly like me, because I can't claim everything that Peaches did, at least not out loud, but I'm winking at y'all right now, even though you can't see me. She doesn't like to be put in a box, and that's any kind of box. I got myself in a lot of trouble because there's this beautiful model, and her name is Jalissa Lynn. And I went out on a stretch, and I did something that a lot of people with books don't do, but I'm an actor, so it makes sense. I made me a little book trailer, and in the trailer, I kissed Jalissa Lynn. So TMZ helped me raise the eyebrow a little bit on Peaches. You know, she's walking around, she's kissing girls, she's walking around, she's kissing boys. She doesn't really like labels or rules. You know, she's just like me, kind of, because I kissed Jalissa Lynn. I end up on Media Takeout. I kissed Ricky Romance Bi. I ended up engaged. You know, I kissed Shaheem Franklin. They said I was married all within a couple months span. Then I was pregnant, but they didn't say by who, the man I was married to or the one I was supposed to be engaged to, which was Ricky Romance, or my gay lover. So I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe if you read Peaches and Cream, it'll just explain it all.
I guess so. Absolutely. You got me thinking about dessert right now. But look here. Definitely. I definitely can't wait to check that out. It sounds like it's going to be a definite page turner, kind of borderline in 50 Shades of Grey. But I like that though. I definitely can't wait to check it out. Now.
I think you'll be entertained.
I was curious myself. Do you still keep in contact with Soleil?
Absolutely, and in fact, everybody, like, I don't know why people make such a big deal about it when we tweet each other. You stick two little girls together for a few years, one or two things is going to happen. Either they're going to love each other or they're going to hate each other. And I absolutely adore her. I think she is one of the greatest people God ever put on this earth. I've never met a happier, more genuine, just free-spirited person in my life.
Absolutely. That's what's up. And also,
Now, also, let me ask you this. How did you feel? Because there's, you know, with a couple of your co-stars from Family Matters, two in particular, there were some really crazy headlines coming out and media coming out about some of the things that they were doing and things like that. And I think you probably know the two I'm talking about. But
I think I got,
you know,
one. The other one I'm totally confused with.
Well, what?
I'm sure one is Jamie and her porn,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely,
okay.
Jamie. And then the I know there was a lot of press that came out too about your male co-star about when he was, especially when he was dating Karen Steffens, and she kind of put
some about Urkel popping his baby mama.
She kind of put information out there about him and you know, sexual information about him and things that didn't really bode great for his manhood. But,
which one do you want me to talk about first?
Let's go with Jamie first.
Okay, I'm all ready. First of all, people don't know, like, all black people don't look alike, right? But for some reason, I get stopped. This is how I found about it. Two black ladies stopped me in Nordstrom's and was like, "You ain't even have to go do all that." And I was like,
"So they thought you were her?"
All the time. Wow. People always ask me, "Why did you do porn?" And I'm like, "Damn, I should have did porn." Because when I Did came out, they took the still pictures of me in the jacuzzi and they froze them and put them on media takeout. Within 2 hours, I got 750 hits. Saying that I did porn. Now, who is the dummy? If I would have did it and put it on my own website at $10 a pop, you know how much money I would have made? I probably wouldn't be on the phone with you now because I'd be in Dubai somewhere or something. So my whole thought with Jamie is, am I allowed to cuss on your show?
Oh, go ahead. Good minute.
People are fucking anyway, so why y'all going to talk about my girl because she got paid to fuck? Like, leave her alone.
Right.
I just wish that she would have called me first so I would have told her how to do it so she could have got those 750,000 hits. I mean, she even made Oprah. Oprah wouldn't have me on. I tried to go on Oprah with my first book. Do you know what they told my manager? There wasn't really a real story there because there wasn't any drama going on in my life. So I don't get to go on Oprah, but she does because she did porn. Damn you, Jamie.
Damn you for getting paid to have sex. Damn you.
No, you know, and it's so funny because she's such a sweet and nice girl. When I spoke to her, she was kind of like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm like, why are you apologizing? Do you know how much dick I done had for free? I mean, it's real talk. I'm sorry. I was like, stop apologizing. It's your life. Mm-hmm. And you paid your rent. So what? I don't care what nobody
said. Get your pay on. That's right.
Right. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And about Darius and Superhead, I mean, if you knew Darius, it's not, like, really that big of a deal. So, first of all, Corinne Steffens is a bad bitch. She's beautiful. I'm proud of her for one reason. When I met Corinne, she had her head down. She was very quiet. This is way before Darius got with her. I won't tell who she was with when I met her, but it was the early 90s, and I would say DMX was standing right there. Corinne was shy and definitely didn't know her worth, you know? And all these men like LL Cool J and Jay-Z, you know, they talked about her and gave her this name. And it was Superhead. And she turned something that was negative for her into something positive for her. And now she owns her own publishing company and she's able to take care of her and her son. So I applaud Corinne.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't hate on her because, you know, first of all, I remember they were doing an interview with her, and she made a point when she said, look, it's a lot of wives and girlfriends out there that hate me and don't like me. She says, but you need to be upset with your boyfriends and husbands who are cheating on you.
Yes.
She said, not one time did I ever force or make them call me or come see me.
And it goes back to what I said earlier. Women allow men to cheat. If more women told, less men would cheat. I mean, if a husband now is going to go anywhere near Corinne, he's got to be a dumbass because he's going to think, okay, look, if I do this, I'm probably going to end up in a book.
I said, because if I was a big time athlete and I did that and I slept with her, I would have just like, please just spell my name right. That's all I ask, you know, when you write your book, you know, just spell my name right.
See what I'm saying?
I know you when you hear those things and. I mean, just like we were talking about with Jamie being on Oprah. I mean, and you know how that situation goes with a lot of the talk shows. If it's not anything super dramatic, then they really don't want to be bothered with you. But you know, I mean, just look at the whole Kim Kardashian situation. I mean, I was looking at and I wanted to talk to y'all about that tonight. I was looking at some snippets on my I was at my sister's house and she was watching it and they were looking at, you know, the whole Keeping Up with the Kardashian thing and she was going somewhere and the paparazzis and everybody was wanting her autograph and taking pictures of her like she was just a superstar. And I'm shaking my head and I'm just kind of laughing. I'm like, look at that. I'm like, all of that because of a sex tape.
Oh, wait a minute. You're downplaying her. Kim Kardashian is nothing but the Armenian Beyonce. I mean, just give me a minute and hear me out, okay? The Kardashians are just like Destiny's Child. The two little daughters are like the ones that got kicked out, Latavia and whatever the other one's name is that we don't really remember their name.
I give you that. All
right. Right? Courtney is definitely Michelle with the little mousy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chloe is nothing but Kelly. I feel so bad for her. The poor little girl will never be number one no matter what.
She tried so hard to be.
Right. Beyonce is Kim. I mean, Beyonce sold millions with her oral talents, which just happened to be singing. You know what I'm saying? And Kim sold millions of sex tapes with her oral talent, which happened to be on Ray J's dick. Same scenario.
There it is. Well, you know, it's funny, too, because you know, I've gotten to a little debates with, you know, some friends and colleagues about it. You know, and they were like, well, you know, she's done other things. You know, she's got a clothing line and perfume. I said, look, man, I said, first of all, who the hell don't have a clothing line and perfume? I said, who don't?
Hey, look, me. Now you got me thinking.
I'm like, everybody and their mama got a clothing line and some perfume out there. So I said, you can't really give her any too much credit for that. I said, and then if you really been keeping up with what they've been doing, Courtney has been doing all the clothing line and perfume work. Kim is too busy hanging out with who she's hanging out with and trying to, you know, do more things with her career than working on that. So I said that really doesn't that's not a definition of what's going on or what she's doing. I'm like, because everybody's doing that. I said, she can't really give her credit for too much of that. I said, unless she's a standout in the fashion world, you know, unless she's a standout in the perfume business. I said, but which she's really not right now. So I said,
what
you can't really
count
that.
Smell like?
I don't know.
But I think the Kim smell like, and they'd be just like sweat and nut. I don't want to squirt that off.
It smells like booty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow.
It's probably called Badappy. It's probably called Badappy. I mean, you know, it's probably called Badappy. You know, so you never know.
Tell our listeners what that stands for, D.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, and you can see the commercial.
We're scared.
We're not scared. I want to know.
I can see the commercial. If you want to smell like you just had sex with Ray J.
But it's not just Ray J. Like, Kim is the original Corinne Stephens. She just didn't write a book hell yet.
But you know, I find it such a shame, though, for other young ladies out there to think that they should also do that to become famous. I mean, look at the backfire that happened to with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. You know, she thought that she could do that and become famous like that, and it really didn't work out for her too much.
she wasn't, like, really becoming famous. I mean, wasn't it, like, Brian Pumper? I might be saying his name
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
like,
so.
You can't go through Brian Pumper. You got to go through, like, I don't know, Morgan Freeman or something.
And just throughout the whole sex tape, just scream Sesame Street. I mean, you know, something like that.
These young girls need to consult me or something. I can stick them with one of these chicks that do this for a living, and they can just lead you in a better direction.
That's real.
Wow.
Well, it's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy D. Slate, CK at RC. We're in the building with the beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson hanging out with us right now. We're going to take another quick music break, and we got more with Cherry when we come back. It's my girl Maya with her one of her new hit singles from her new album, Kiss, Keep It Sexy and Simple. Mr. Incredible right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's get it.
Let him stop.
corner. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. I know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, 'cause I ain't too young now, now.
Girl, I never paid no attention, but I'm hearing that you used to get goosebumps if I'm around and when my name is mentioned. For your age, you was never immature though, always into older boys. Mama told you to come up in the house, 'cause you acting too fast and you don't know them boys. When you was a babe, you was able to come out. You said you wanna feel passion with me. I told you that you were cutie, but when I look at your booty, you ain't even got ass and titties. But you were still determined to get me. Sick of me looking at you like you were relevant. And even though you thought you was old enough, I knew your mind and your body was still developing. But now it's been a couple of years. Time flew, your mind grew, and your behind grew. Ain't no question about if you a woman now. Take a look at them legs, I want you in the bed. So when I ask her, do she think she ready? This is what she said.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, 'cause I ain't too young now.
I said, damn, that's cute. So I'm 5 years later, so thick and sophisticated. And I was like, damn, that's you. Could've got you in a Chevy, I knew you wasn't ready. Even though you was of age, I didn't rush you. If I knew the little girl on the block would've turned into what I was looking at now, I would've cuffed you.
Uh-oh.
All swagged out, hair done with your Louis Vuitton's on. Trip up how you looking now that you done got grown. Didn't want you, now I'm wishing you was my own. Whole nother story when you got them heels out. Looking at your figure and the way you feel down. Because at first I wouldn't give her the time of day. Now I'm all in the face to see what she about. Where does she like to go? What she like to do? Where is she a freak or how she like that? Is she a bust down to give a brain to run the trains or really on the right track? If I hollered at you when you was 19 or 20, you would have been strong, 'cause you was too young. Now she's so fly, I ask and I hit it, that's what she sung.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, 'cause I ain't too young now, now.
Featuring Tia London with Ain't Too Young. And before that was my girl Maya with her single Mr. Incredible off her new album Kiss. And just for everybody to know, we don't just play random music on the D-Hour. So all the music you hear us showcasing are individuals that we've interviewed and actually had on the show. So we definitely, you know, get it in and definitely get them in rotation and get their music playing all the time. And if you'd like to have your music played, all you got to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. We also have the beautiful Miss Cherry Johnson in the house with us right now. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, boo.
Where's Steve going?
I'm over here, like, you know, thinking about them words, the Twister song and stuff, and you just changed the mood. You start talking about Corinne Stephens and... You just got all freaky on me and everything.
Yeah, that's right. They call me Dark Chocolate back in the day when I was go-go dancing. So, you know, I tend to do it like that. So, you know.
I got some dollars.
That's right. Now, Now, real quick, let me hit y'all with this news. I want to see what Cherry thinks about it too. Lady Gaga debuts a creepy nude ad for her new perfume fragrance, Fame. And in the picture, she's naked with a mask on, and she got a whole bunch of little bitty men climbing all over her body.
What? I mean, she already wore raw meat.
It looks like a real creepy version of Gulliver's Travels.
Oh. She wore a dress made of raw meat. Like, is anything creepier than that?
And a hat.
Think
a little purse, too.
That's just how she get out, I guess.
Get a purse
out. You know what I'm saying? At least instead of putting on something weird this time, she just got naked. Yes, whatever, Lady Gaga.
That's weird.
Now, how do you guys, let me ask you guys something real quick. How do you guys feel like, because that's such a big issue these days, do you guys feel like Lady Gaga is totally taking all the swag, all of Madonna's swag?
No, but Madonna is Madonna. Madonna will always be Madonna. Lady Gaga is Lady Gaga. Like, yes, Madonna's out there and has done some weird things, but, like, I can't get into it. I was in love with Madonna when I was little, and I still love her and her business sense. Lady Gaga is definitely, like, an icon and doing her thing, but I don't think she hasn't stole anything. She took it, maybe, and made it her own.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're not the same. I mean, nobody ever accused Madonna of being a hermaphrodite, and she didn't wear beef dresses.
That's true. That's definitely true. CK, what you think, bro?
I kind of agree with Sherry. Madonna has made a name for herself, and nobody can really, to me, really can go by her and Madonna, but. Madonna herself. Lady Gaga, when I first said I knew she was going to be something, I didn't know it was going to come to this far. So she's promoting herself to an extreme. So to generate her own audience, and we have to think about this is a totally new millennium. This is a different generation. So, she's doing her thing. I don't knock her for it. She's doing it, so...
I mean, and also you hear too, like, I mean, Lil Kim said that Nicki Minaj was taking her swag. I don't know, RC, what you think about that?
Well, Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj are totally different. She did. Even from the poses and the pictures and stuff, you might want to say Nicki Minaj is the new millennium Lil Kim, since Lil Kim's changed herself. But I actually think that Lady Gaga is the new millennium Cher, is what I actually think. Only because with some costumes, Cher be wearing some way out, whacked out stuff too. But Lady Gaga just takes it that extra. She took it out five boxes instead of just outside the box. She took it outside five.
She took the box and then she went outside with the box.
Right.
I'm actually looking at this naked picture of her, and I think she looks better naked than she does in most of those costumes. This is kind of a cute ad for body banging.
Of who?
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
She actually looks good naked.
I gotta go look at the picture now since
she's got on. And she's got on a mask, okay?
She does have on a mask, but I'm telling you, maybe the mask is like an improvement, but her
body is really nice.
Is she hiding something? What is she hiding?
I mean, she's hiding all the important parts
with
little men. But I think, like, Nicki Minaj, I don't know if she tried to steal Little Kim's swag or was she paying homage to Little Kim.
Well, that was the argument. That was the issue because, you know, Little Kim felt like she was taking my swag and didn't give me any credit or any and didn't pay homage or give me any respect. So that's how Little Kim felt about the whole situation.
I don't know. It is what it is. But I know if you sit still long enough, somebody will steal your shit and keep it moving.
Well, I just want to say this, too. I mean, first of all, Nicki Minaj is the only FemC, the only female MC hip-hop artist out there that's representing for the women. And I'm like, you know, all the female MCs out there need to step it up and get into the limelight, because Nicki taking all the she getting all the exposure. So
I'm
like,
gonna have to come out.
I'm like, ladies, let's step it up. Let's step it up, because
everything.
Because when it's like when they put her in a category in these award shows, and they put her in a category, it almost seems like she's cheating, because when they put her in the award categories and they name her, and then they start naming cats we ain't never heard of before.
Right.
Women we didn't even know nothing about. It's like you know she gonna win. It's, I almost feel like, why are you nominating the other women? Because you already know she's gonna win. So I feel like some of the female MCs, let's step it up and let's get into this limelight, because she's taking all the fame.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hey, take it. Everybody gets their 15 minutes. Enjoy it. Take it and make as much money as you can and save it.
Hey, she better enjoy it, because I agree. She better suck it up like a vampire, because I know it's going to be some women coming up behind her real soon, but while she's out there, she definitely better take advantage of it. Absolutely.
Okay, Sharon, I see the picture. She does look better with the mask.
See? And naked,
mask,
right?
I'm telling you. The mask.
That's true.
Got a lot of hair. Wow. With these shots,
she
mask and afro.
Better with the mask. I mean, she has worn like a mask before, but she had on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it didn't really do her justice.
She's got a little people crawling over her, covering her up a little bit. So.
Well,
yeah,
I'm gonna take another caller real quick before we get up out of here. Caller, you are on the air of the D Hour show with D Slate and Miss Cherry Johnson. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Huh? Who are you talking to? People in the background?
I guess so. Let me go to the other caller then. I guess they probably getting their eat
deep
on.
Deep voice.
Gonna
be a deep voice.
Yes. Caller, area code 267-603. You're on the D Hour show with Miss Cherry Johnson. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? It's your boy, Leo. Your co-host.
Leo in the building. Come on, Leo. What's going on, Leo?
Nothing much, nothing much. How are you, Miss Lady over there?
Okay.
I wanted to weigh in on the whole few with the Madonna, Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim situation.
Okay.
All right,
Leo, go ahead. Tell us what you think, bro.
It's history repeats itself, but although it repeats itself, it has a different twist on it. Now, Lady Gaga has her own twist. She has her own thing going on, but it does mimic the past, I will say. Just like Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim. We have Lil' Kim laid the blueprint. We know how to walk the blueprint, but Nicki Minaj is walking it a little bit differently. Just a tad bit. She's putting a little bit more stink on it, I think, personally. I'm not taking anything away from Lil' Kim, not taking anything away from Madonna. Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj is what it is today. Period.
That's what's current.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my little spill on it.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, Leo. Thank you for the I agree with you. I think they are just a newer version with the twist of what we were used to. But unfortunately, I mean, there's some people that like the new version. There's some people that just prefer the old.
That's just like technology as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think with technology, you know, you got to ask yourself with that too, you know, which then when you think about cell phones, would you rather have the cell phone you have, or would you rather walk around, you know, with that cell phone that
brick.
Looks like a damn garage opener? I mean, you know, looks like a brick, you know, I mean.
But then you also have the situation with, would I rather write an email or do I want to wait to send a letter?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Cherry, first and foremost, I want to say it was an absolute honor to have you on the show. I'm so happy that you joined us tonight and hung out and kicked it with us tonight. And as far as we're concerned on the D-Hour show, the D-Hour show is always your home. Anytime you want to come by and hang out, call in and kick it with us, you are welcome anytime. You have a key to the D-Hour show network, and this is your home now. You are always welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
Oh, absolutely. And if anybody want to catch you online and talk to you, where would they be able to find you for those that don't know?
I'm a straight Twitter head. You can catch me anytime at Cherry, C-H-E-R-I-E, Johnson, 7-5. Got to put the 7-5 behind my name because there's a lot of other Cherry, Sherry, and Sheree Johnsons out there.
Okay,
that's
I just forgot
that. That's it, absolutely. And definitely make sure you guys contact her on Twitter, and definitely make sure you get the new book, Peaches and Cream, when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, most
thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Cherry, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Sweetheart, you have a
mm-hmm.
blessed night.
You too.
Have
thank you.
A good one.
Bye, guys.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye.
It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, D. Slade in the building. I got my peoples in the building, C-K-R-C-L-E-O. We get it in tonight. C-K, you got any closing comments for the piece before we roll out tonight?
I just want to say I really enjoyed tonight. Archie, I'm glad that you're back. We miss you very much.
Yeah.
Don't leave us no more.
I'm not.
I
said, we will never part.
That's right.
No, we'll never. It was a great show. I really enjoyed Cherry Johnson tonight. I just want to adopt her as my new best friend because she was just too
right.
cool. And,
right,
and just, I'm
right.
I went to follow her on Twitter real quick. I'm like, that's my new best friend right there. But
That's real. RC, you got any closing comments for tonight?
Like CJ said, I definitely agree it was a good show today. And she was cool as hell. I would love for her to come back. But as always, I wish our listeners, thank you for listening. And you know me, with peace and love. And y'all enjoy your evening.
Leo, closing comments for tonight, bro.
Definitely live every day optimistically, man, and keep doing what y'all doing. I just wanted to bless the mic, and I'm sorry I couldn't stay a little bit longer with y'all, but you know y'all keep doing y'all thing. Thanks again, D-Slick.
That's what's up,
Slick.
Yeah.
D, what's your last words?
If he's there.
Hey.
Yeah, we just gotta be there because we're here.